Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca. Okay, so hello and welcome back to this show. So today we're going to be going to one of the most infamous subreddits in Reddit, r/TIFU, standing for Today I Forked Up. And the title of the thread we're going to be looking at today is Today I Forked Up, or TIFU, by watching Good Boys on an airplane and almost causing an emergency landing. It's flared with an S, meaning it was a small fork up and not something grand. Despite there being airplane and everything in the title, this is going to be something relatively minor, which is preferable, so to speak, because obviously the bigger, the worse. You get what I'm saying. So, let's get right into it. So, now let us start by narrating. So this is posted by u/fruitofdivinefruit, posted 13 hours ago as of time of recording. So one thing to note with the title is that G and B are capitalized, meaning Good Boys is the title of some movie and not actually watching boys that are good. So that's something that is to be taken note while listening through this read-through. So, let us begin. Parentheses, obligatory, this was last week. Close parentheses. So, I was watching Good Boys in an airplane and got to a particularly funny spot. It's parentheses, drone plus chimney for those who have seen it. I haven't, so I'm not sure what scene that is, but I'm guessing it's one of those funny scenes that movies usually have where you end up rolling the floor laughing. And now continuing, and started laughing really, really hard. Told you. Unfortunately, I was still getting over a case of whooping cough. Okay, that's new. Okay. I mean, even though it was something that actually still happens, but yeah. I mean, there's something that just come back because, you know, certain people don't like to vaccinate, which is sad because, yeah, innocents get affected with diseases that they shouldn't even be getting anymore. And parenthesis, yes, you can get it even if you are immunized. Close parentheses. This led to a coughing fit so hard that my eyes rolled back in my head and I started to shake uncontrollably and almost lost consciousness. My wife screamed for help and someone ran to get the flight attendant, and everyone nearby on the plane was kind of freaked out. And once I recovered, I had to explain that it was no big deal. I was just watching a really funny movie. Can you imagine having to explain this to, like, flight attendants? It's just, I do this too. Like, I remember reading a book on my last flight, and then I was like the noisiest person in my row, even with a turbulent and people randomly yelling, because we were like 8th graders back then. No, they were 8th graders, but I was already 10th grader back then. And so it was funny seeing me be like the noisiest because I was laughing. It was really a weird flight, all in all, because of the weather, but really my laughing cemented it. And then there was this American that was like complaining a lot to the flight staff, my friend who was with me to the contest that I was in, that the reason I had to fly, told me that maybe you will get complained over. My English is sucking right now, but you know when the person will get mad at you, so they complain about you to the attendants. That's what I meant to say. So, okay, continuing with this thing before we go back to me laughing about the book. So, the guy here describes what he had happened. using another parenthesis, saying, this is called a vasovagal syncope, and it's harmless but totally freaky. The fainting spell comes with very pleasant dreamlike hallucinations, but scares anyone who sees it happen. So it's like, I guess it's like a coughing fit, but you're kind of high? Yeah, am I right? Please someone tell me, because I actually know these things. My only really major respiratory thing is asthma, so, and it can be sometimes be seen when I'm like speaking and then I just rush speaking and all, so there's that. And then the TLDR, which is something required for disability, require people to post too long don't read paragraphs for those who cannot read long, like me. Like, most of the time when I'm reading and it's like very long, I just look for a TLDR, because sometimes my head hurts when I read too much. But you know, this podcast is a good way for me to exercise my reading abilities and even my comprehension of it. So I hope you guys enjoy and support me to this journey. So the TLDR is, I watched Good Boys on an airplane, laughed so hard that I nearly passed out, scared everyone on the plane, and narrowly avoided causing an emergency landing. Do they emergency land when it's like someone who gave birth? I was just thinking about that suddenly, because that was mentioned. Okay, pardon notification. Okay, so someone just messaged me about something. So the thing is, I wasn't wondering if, you know, emergency landing, it's like something that is also not even like, you know, when they're like asking for a nurse in the flight and it was resolved, so the baby's there. But I can imagine it actually requires, because they have to fill out some sort of birth certificate. So I'm guessing that's the case. I hope someone corrects me, because, you know, it's my first time talking here and I might get nervous, I might get information wrong, and yeah. Thank you anyways to those who have listened up to this point. And I hope to see you in my next episode, because we're really gonna go down the Reddit rabbit hole and enjoy the ride. Thank you. Okay, guys, so I want to clarify some issues that have happened in the last segment of this episode. So the audio issues were caused by me being in the bed, and I was just in a bedroom, so it's kind of wonky, the audio, and someone snoring in the next room. And the second issue was my English. Suddenly I blanked out in the middle of speaking, but I don't usually do that. That's not me all the time. It's just when I get nervous, which is, well, this is my second episode here, so I'm still in that phase where I'm very nervous, and so I kind of just stopped talking suddenly and then forgot what I was saying. Good thing Anchor FM had like this pause feature. It helped me to not be have like this like 2 minute long blank space in my podcast, because that would have been pretty bad. Anyways, and also yeah, it's basically the audio and the sudden pause, and also my sudden ramble about comprehension and all. I can comprehend well, like pretty advanced level, but the thing is just my brain farts sometimes. So I hope you forgive me for that. It's just like that, and I can't really chop recordings while using Anchor FM. So I hope you forgive me for this, because eventually, maybe about a few weeks from now or a week from now, I might be using GarageBand to make these, but for now, you have to deal with this sort of muck-ups from Anchor.fm. But I promise you that the quality will improve as time passes by. This is not my peak, and I'm telling you this because it's the truth. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. And I hope you guys enjoy and have a nice week. And goodbye.